Ammonia is best known as a household cleaner, but 80% of all ammonia produced in the United States is used in agriculture as a source of nitrogen. Anhydrous ammonia is a common and inexpensive fertilizer for corn and soybeans. Farmers who use it are trained and certified in its use because the pressurized liquid is dangerous when not handled properly. It can easily burn exposed skin. Along South Dakota's Highway 19, just outside of Hurley, 20 tanks sit at the local elevator. The tanks are 12 feet long and 3 feet in diameter and clearly labeled anhydrous ammonia. Most of these tanks are empty. Curtis Hora opens a test valve. The potent ammonia smell is enough to make your eyes water. Hora says they position the tanks along the highway as a way to prevent theft, keeping them in a well-lit area. He says he's aware of drug makers' efforts to steal the liquid fertilizer, but hasn't passed that information along to his customers because he hasn't been asked to.
Nobody has come around here and told us, you know, that. However, through our safety meetings and through our training from the our safety people from our parent company, through magazine articles and newsletter bulletins, us as dealers who are becoming aware of it and I guess need to do a better job of educating the customer users.
Hora admits there's a sense of denial in the small communities like Hurley with a population of 300. People here think drugs are only a problem in the larger cities like Sioux Falls.
Methamphetamine can be found in any rural community. So this is not, you know, someone else's problem. This is our problem. It's not someone else's kids. It's our kids.
Minnehaha County Sheriff Mike Milstad is passionate about fighting the war against drugs. He's seen the paranoid and violent actions of people who use meth. It scares him.
People are driving cars, and they're walking in our grocery stores, and they're in our malls and things like that, and if these thoughts are going through their mind and this violence is there, ready to react, it's scary.
For Milstad, education is the key. He wants to target farmers, schools, parents, retail store workers, and kids, not only about the dangers of methamphetamine, but also about the signs that can indicate drugs are being manufactured nearby. For example, if a large quantity of cold medication or household cleaner is purchased, those can be ingredients in homemade meth. If the nozzle of a propane tank is blue, that's a good clue it was used to siphon anhydrous ammonia. Most anhydrous ammonia thefts go undetected because tanks are left in the fields in the middle of nowhere and only small amounts are taken at a time. Sheriff Milstad says for every theft, there's a drug lab, and farmers are going to help just by paying attention.
You know, has a ground been disturbed around the tanks? You look for fresh cracks in the mud or in the dirt. Are the tank valves closed tightly? Look for suspicious items left near the tank, such as duct tape or garden hose, bicycle inner tubes, buckets, coolers.
Milstad says the street price of meth has dropped, which means there's more available. This sheriff says what scares him most is that by the time farmers know what to do to prevent thefts, drug makers will have moved on to new ways to make meth. In Sioux Falls, I'm Kara Hetland, Minnesota Public Radio.